I'm Chris Studer, and I'm the Communications and Marketing Director at South Dakota Farmers Union.
Chris, tell me about some of the issues that are big with South Dakota Farmers Union members.
Well, there's, we're a general farm organization, and so we've got our hands in a lot of different issues, and so looking at dairy and the problems that there have been in the dairy industry. But at the same time, South Dakota is looking at a dairy boom. We have a new French Bell Brands cheese plant that's going up in Brookings, South Dakota. And so it's an exciting time to be in dairy in South Dakota. And the state is looking for as many dairy cows as they can get. They tell us they want 15,000 more head of dairy cows in South Dakota. And so we're trying to work with them, the Department of Agriculture, and to see how we can do that and maybe expand some smaller dairies. We're dealing a lot with water issues, and it's interesting that we've experienced a drought, but we're talking about water issues that we've had over the last 4, 5, 10 years in South Dakota when it comes to water drainage and water management, because that's a big issue going forward when it comes to drain tile that's going in, and how can we best use the drain tile in a smart way, and manage water in a smart way rather than just draining it all and flooding other people's lands and those types of things. And so that's a big issue that we're looking at. And oil and gas exploration in South Dakota is a big issue for us to try and protect landowners from, from having their land stripped of, their surface land stripped by oil and gas companies that might want to come in and explore for minerals in South Dakota. And so those are really the big three issues we're looking at.
You were speaking earlier about the importance of being an advocate for agriculture. What is important about that?
Well, if the decision makers don't know who the farmers are and what they care about and what the issues are, it's hard for them to know what decisions to make. And so I think being an advocate on the part of family farmers and ranchers is so important to get that message across to the decision makers who, let's face it, a lot of us are so removed from the farm. A lot of our lawmakers are removed from the farm 2 and 3 generations now, that they don't have that agriculture base anymore. And so we as farmers and ranchers really need to get that message across to the decision makers, to the public, that farming and ranching is important to their lives, it's important to our economy, and it's important to the moral backbone of South Dakota and our country. And so it's really important to tell your message and not be afraid to kind of stick your neck out and tell people what you think about certain issues.
You also pointed out some of the methods to do this, some of the ways that people can be reached. You mentioned Facebook, you mentioned Twitter. So as technology changes, is it easier to reach farmers, or is it easier to reach for farmers to reach consumers?
Well, it's getting easier, and I think, farmers and ranchers are adapters. We adapt to, the climate, we adapt to the weather, and we adapt to new technology on the farm. And so, you're going to see a lot more farmers using their iPads and those types of things, and GPS on their tractors and those types of things. But being an advocate through social media can just be a way to amplify your message across different platforms. And I was telling someone earlier that, there's people that are on Facebook that aren't on Twitter. There's people that are on Twitter that aren't on Facebook. And there's people that don't know anything about either one. And so I think they're just tools that farmers can use to reach consumers that really, might not know anything about agriculture. And it's just one of those tools that you can get your message across to lawmakers, the Commissioner of Agriculture here in Connecticut said that personal relationships are still important, and I believe that. I think they're almost more important than social media to keep that personal relationship and build that with people who are in power and your friends and neighbors that might not know about agriculture. But I think social media is just another tool that you can use to get that message across and connect with people that you might not ever have connected with before. When I was giving my talk, someone in the audience just said, you know, a friend requested me, and so now we're friends. I don't know him from Adam, but now we're connected, and so I might get to know him over social media, and I never would have done that before. So it does open up new connections and new relationships that you might not have met.